Here is Radio New York Folk Music Worldwide. A program devoted to the best in folk music throughout the world, showcasing the top performers and authorities in the field. Now your host for Folk Music Worldwide, Alan Wasser.
With us again today is Paul Stuckey of the famous folk music trio Peter, Paul, and Mary. When we finished last week, we promised to play If I Had a Hammer, which Paul said was his favorite song.
Well, let me qualify it again like I did last week. If I Had a Hammer, I think, most accurately reflects the feelings of the group. This is also, by the way, we were speaking last week of contemporary folk tunes. It's a song written by Seeger and Hayes. Hayes is with the Weavers, and Pete used to be with them. This is a song which is actually a young national anthem for the United States, because it's a song based upon the principles upon which this country was originally based upon the principles of which this country was originally based upon.
Yes.
If I Had a Hammer is one of the few contemporary folk tunes that I think all people agree is a contemporary folk tune that is most definitely, quote, a folk tune, unquote.
Well, let's hear that now. Mentioned at the end of last week's show several other songs, 500 Miles, I'm a Man of Constant Sorrows. What is it about these that you like in particular?
The Man of Constant Sorrow actually is, as is 500 Miles, a reflection of loneliness. There's a parallel, an emotional parallel that can be drawn between most of folk music and the people who listen to it. Just because 500 Miles was originally conceived by a fellow sitting on a porch who was 500 miles away from home, there's no reason at all why the sentiment cannot be shared with a man walking between Madison and Park on 55th Street, who is 500 miles away from Chicago, you know, and misses his home very much, or perhaps loneliness because he realizes that he's all alone. And that happens, I think, quite often to people in New York City when you're walking down a busy street but you don't know anybody. This loneliness, the same emotion, the same tie, I think, will exist for all time. And this is, I think, one of the reasons why folk music is so popular today, is because regardless of when the message was originally conceived, it is applicable today.
Most of our listeners will know your trio from their records, but I understand they're quite different in concert. How are you different from the records?
Well, actually, we've had a great deal of good response to our concerts because the concerts, generally most people feel that the concerts are just a redoing of the record. They feel that a group will come out, just sing their record hits, and then get off the stage again. But when the group was originally put together, we were three very different personalities. I had done quite a lot of comedy work in the village. Mary had been a very vibrant part of folk groups when she was very young, and Peter had done a lot of solo work and also had received his psychology degree at Cornell. Because of this diversity of backgrounds, we came together in a concert situation feeling that because we were individuals, because we really were Peter, we really were Paul, and we really were Mary, rather than the Peter, Paul, and Mary trio, that on stage it should be presented. So in a concert situation, after the first half, there's an intermission, and then the beginning of the second half, we come out individually. Peter sings a solo number, sings also with the people that are there. As a matter of fact, in Kansas, he sang with 9,500 people in a field house, and that required a bit of organization. Then I come out, do a bit of comedy work, which is not on any of the albums, but which people who have seen us in nightclubs or concerts are aware of.
What kind of comedy work?
Well, as a matter of fact, it's sound effects with virtually no plot. So I used to do a lot of them in high school. As a matter of fact, I feel one coming on now. If you'd like to hear an automobile or a jet plane or a rain or any particular type, what?
Oh, let's try rain.
That's Would you like some rain? There.
Oh, it's wet in here.
Yeah, I'm terribly sorry about that. Do you have a mop? We can.
What about a jet plane?
All right. Actually, I liken this to doing bird calls for Boy Scout troops every once in a while. You may wonder, how did you ever get started in sound effects? When I was in high school, we were sitting here in this studio with you now and looking at all these, all the record players, the tape machines that are available. I realized, you know, that in high school we would have given our right arms to have sound effects records. We didn't have any, and so I used to do all the sound effects for the high school. I used to do rain, jet planes, frogs, crickets, automobiles. And because of this, I guess I really had got involved in a fetish of sound effects.
Well, what does a frog sound like, as done by Paul Stuckey?
Ridit, nidit, ridit. Actually, I could almost do a home course in sound effects for frogdom, because actually all I'm saying is read it and eat it. And if you say it very fast in a very low voice,
ridit, nidit,
it sounds amazingly like a frog.
Good grief. And you do all this in the middle of a concert?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we have integrated some of the sound effects into tunes. There's a great fun song that Woody Guthrie wrote. He also wrote This Land Is Your Land. We wrote a song called Car Car, and I do automotive sounds within the context of the song, and take them to Daytona Beach to hear sports cars, and there's some Mack trucks and an old Model T involved.
Well, we haven't heard any of those. How do they go?
I don't want to give away all the sound effects. I have to leave something.
Right.
However, you might be interested in hearing at least the Woody Guthrie the serious side of Woody Guthrie, which is reflected in the song This Land Is Your Land.
Oh, marvelous. I love that song.
This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
I roamed and rambled and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts, and all voice was singing, this land was made for you and me.
This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
Above me, that endless skyway. I saw below me those golden valleys.
This land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, you and me.
As the sun was shining and I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving and the dust clouds rolling, as the fog was lifting, a voice was saying,
this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island,
no interview with any member of the trio would be complete without discussing the fact that you've had some marvelous hit records, records that have gone to the popular hit parade, gone to the top of the popular hit parade, which is very unusual for folk singers.
Well, I think it will become less and less unusual because, in my way of thinking, folk music is fast approaching the its pinnacle. I think in about 3 or 4 years, folk music will be so popular that most of the top 40 stations will be programming folk music in lieu of rock and roll, because that's where the interest will lie. It's amazing, of the hits that we have, I know the one that has sold the most, the one that has received the most acclaim and the most attention, is the one that's out now, and that's called Puff the Magic Dragon. It lasts about twice as long as any of the singles on the market today, and yet I think its message is beguiling. It's a rather disarming tune because it deals with a child's life and his growth, the fact that an inanimate object, either perhaps even an imaginary object who's made up by the child as a companion, is sometime along his growing up is replaced by a certain amount of reality. And yet, 5 or 10 years later, when you go back and you pull out that dusty old soldier, you know, that used to beat on a little metal drum, there's a certain amount of nostalgia connected with it. And so actually Puff the Magic Dragon has two messages, one for the kids to share and one for the adults to reflect upon.
In a land called Hanalei, little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sail. Jackie kept a lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whene'er they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon and giant's rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more, and Puff that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain. Puff no longer went to play along the cherry lane. Without his lifelong friend, Puff could not be brave. So Puff, that mighty dragon, sadly slipped into his cave. Oh, Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Magic dragon lived by the sea
I love that song. How was it written?
Well, as a matter of fact, Peter, when he was at Cornell, was sharing a room with a fellow who walked in, sat down at a typewriter, and typed out about three lines, which had to do with a magic dragon by the name of Puff, who lived in the vicinity of a land called Hanalei. And Peter took this concept, enlarged upon it, wrote some music to it, and worked some more with Lenny Lipton, who is the other fellow. And now the two of them share this monster. they own the song mutually, and as a matter of fact, there are a couple other tunes that Lenny and Peter have written together. And it was a great thrill for Lenny, you know, to have abstractly picked it out on the typewriter to find that now it's it was number four in the country in the singles market a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, it's even higher now. You say they've worked on other songs together. Any of the others?
Well, one of them the group did, but we haven't released yet, called Girls, which has I'll sing if I can remember that. Girls, with your beauty, as you see me riding by on my little brown pony, don't laugh or he will cry, which deals with, I think, an oft-neglected aspect of one's little bubble that one has about them when they are a child or when they're very involved in creating something that they themselves understand completely, you know, and are completely involved in. And then somebody standing on the outside says, I guess it would also be akin to somehow the emperor's clothes, you know. Look, he hasn't got any clothes. And then suddenly, you know, his bubble is burst. You know, he thought he had a wonderful suit of clothes on. And this girls indicates that this fellow riding with his brown pony has created this world for himself. And yet they have laughed at the world, and therefore the pony or the dream or the concept has been burst.
Well, these songs then were written more for adults than for children, even though they're in a...
Well, I think most things that the kids enjoy, adults enjoy from another aspect, either from having passed through it themselves or the fact that they are a little older now and have experienced a little bit more and can look back on it with a certain degree of objectivity that they couldn't when they were children.
Well, I'm afraid our time is up again. I want to thank you so much for coming back for a second time.
Thank you very much, Alan.
Peter, Paul, and Mary Trio. We're hoping to have the whole trio in sometime in the near future.
Well, I think that we're all going to be in the city within the next month or so, so perhaps we'll all get together.
Oh, marvelous. I'd love to have the whole group in here.
It's nice spending my vacation with you.
Well, thank you very much. So,
bye-bye.
This has been Folk Music Worldwide. Devoted to the best in folk music throughout the world, spotlighting top performers and authorities in the field. If you have any suggestions, requests, or comments, why not write in to Folk Music Worldwide, Radio New York, WRUL, New York City, 19, USA. This has been a Music Worldwide presentation of Radio New York Worldwide.